We continue our learning of the Nishma Stavi ben Menachem Shem Chad Yalka ben Perich Zoliyo. We're in Kalim Perik Test, Mishnah Hey. Charosin Shenish Tamish Bohen Mashkin Tmeim. Here you have pieces of cheres, of earthenware, from a kli, that a kli is now broken, that had been used for liquids that are tamei, mashkin tamei, and we know that we have to be concerned that maybe the mashkin tamei will be in the airspace of the tanur, v'nafalu l'avir ha-tanur, and these pieces of earthenware fell into the airspace of the tanur. Now, the liquid didn't fall into the airspace. The charosin did, these pieces of pottery, but absorbed into the walls of the pottery is this mashkin tamei. So do we have to be concerned that this is being purged, it's being emitted from the walls of the cheres, of the earthenware, as the tanur is being fired up? So the Mishnah says, Husaka tanur tamei, shesof mashke latzeis. Mishnah says, if the oven was heated up, so the oven becomes tamei from the liquids that are tamei, because we assume that the liquid that's absorbed into the walls of this cheres will eventually come out once the earthenware gets hot inside this oven. So therefore, we assume right now, even if it didn't happen just yet, we assume the tamei liquid did come out of those pieces, and the oven is now going to be tamei. Bartunu explains the case. He says, "Kigon ovit shel meme raglayim shel zav v'shel zava shenishbar." Let's say you have a urinal made out of earthenware of a zav and a zava. V'charosim balu mimei raglayim, and the earthenware absorbed from the meraglayim, the urine of the zav and the zava. Now the urine of zav and the zava is a high level of tumah. It's an ava tumah like the zav and the zava. Umayri kigon shehidichum b'mayim shalosh pa'amim. We're speaking about a case where you rinsed the pieces of earthenware off from this pan, from this urinal, three times, shalo nishra b'hen mashke tamei, where the mashke tamei is not something you can actually touch. Dilo hidichum, had you not washed them off three times, nitma tanur machmas ha-mashkim ha-divukim midafnosav. Then the tanur would become tamei because of the liquid that's tummy that's actually attached and clinging to the walls, ki'ilu hein be'en, like they're substantive. You have the same thing when it comes to kashrus. So we have discussions about there may be non-kosher in the walls that have been absorbed into the walls of a kli, but if it's actually, you can feel that it's a little bit there, so that's certainly a problem. So that's what the Mishnah is speaking about and says, we assume sof mashke latzeis, and the Bartunah explains, this doesn't mean the eventuality. It's definitely going to happen. Klomar derech mashkelot says al yedei liban hacharos. Meaning, the way it normally is that through the heating up of the earthenware pieces, the mashke usually comes out. V'kemon shahayu et sloha charosim mitanur b'shas ha-seikon. Since the charosim were there in the tanur when the tanur was heated up, yatzu ha-mashken mehem v'tam timu ha-tanur me'aviro. So we assume that that it's going to come out. V'chein begef, so that's only husak ha-tanur, do we say, sof mashke latzeis, and the tanur is tamei from the tamei mashkim in the walls of these earthenware pieces. V'chein begefes chadasha, and the same thing would be true with gefes chadasha, new gefes. What's gefes? So you have this Mishnah Shabbos, is one of those things in the fourth parak where we speak about hatmana, that's actually mosif hevel, something that adds heat. Says about it, this is the waste, the olives, after you already press them, now you have the olives themselves, that's gefes. So if it's chadasha, and the Baraita tells you what's chadasha, toch shnei masar chodesh, that's within the first 12 months. So if you have this fresh olive pulp, the oil has been already squeezed out, and if there's, let's say, there's tamei liquid absorbed into this, let's say the olives, and there were tamei people who were pressing the olives, so they make the oil tamei. So now the olive, it's true that all of the olives that are left, the pulp, has been completely pressed, but nonetheless, there's a little bit of oil that still remains. So if tamei people were pressing it, so now I have to worry about the tamei liquid that's absorbed into this gefes, into the olives themselves. You didn't get all the liquid out, and that's tamei, and that falls into an oven that was heated. So too. The oven becomes tamei because the heat brings the tamei oil out into the airspace of the oven. Avol b'yishana tor. But if it's olives that had been pressed, olive pulp that's yishana old, that's more than a year old, that fell into a hot oven, then the oven remains tahor. Because once 12 months have passed, we assume that it's so dry already, there's no oil any of that oil that became tummy is not there anymore. It's already dried up. But let's say you have olive pulp that's more than 12 months old, but you know there's liquid still coming out of it, so then even after 3 years, even more than 3 years, the oven, if that falls into the airspace of the oven, or the heated oven, it's going to become tamei. Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav. Hagefes, which we mentioned already, is the olive pulp. Vahazagin, which are grape skins. Shenasu b'tahara. So here, they were all produced, the wine was produced, the oil was produced, all b'tahara, all the people who dealt with it were tahor people. And then, and the kalim as well. Vaholchwalayim tameim. And then what happened, people who were tamei walked on the grape skins, on the olive pulp. So va'acharkach yatzu mehen mashkin, and then liquids came out of them. A little bit of liquid squeezed out of the pulp. There's always still a little bit left, and the grape skins as well, because tummy people stepped on that. Tahor, in the halach is that the liquids that come out are tahor. Why? Shemitzchila sanasu b'tahara. Because originally when they were made in a state of tahara. But why won't tummy people who are stepping on these liquids that are coming out, why wouldn't they make it tummy? So we say that the reason for this is because mashkim only become tummy when they are yotze, when they come out l'ratzon, where there's a will that the owner has that he wants it to come out. But these mashkim, the owner pressed the olives or the grapes already. So any mashkim that comes out of the pulp, out of the grape skins, is mashke that he's not, it's shelo l'ratzon. There's no way, and the people who are stepping on it certainly don't have in mind to be motzi the mashkim. If it comes out shalala ratzon without anyone's will, they don't have the status of a mashke and then a kabal tuma. And that's, as we said, shemitchilasa nasu b'tara, because all at the beginning, everything that was done b'tara, but let's say at the beginning they were done b'tuma. Let's say they were pressed, the olives of the grapes were pressed by tamei people, and then tamei people walked on the gefes and the zagin afterwards, and new mashke came out. So that new mashke is tamei as well, because we assume that the mashke that came out now, as the people are stepping on it, really came out before l'ratzon as they were doing the pressing and became tummy, and then they went back and were reabsorbed into the gefes or the zagin. So that tumma that it had, it's really not the tumma from now; it's the tumma from before. Those mashkim now that are going to be tummy because originally they came out l'ratzon, and originally they were tummy. So therefore. Only when mitchilas hanasu b'tara do we say that the mashke that comes out of the grape skins and of the olive pulp is going to be tahor. But if it starts bituma, so then anything that comes out is going to be tameh as well. Now the Mishnah speaks about something else. It says, kush shebala es hatzinora. So we're speaking about something absorbed, liquids absorbed into the walls of the cheres, let's say. Now it's in the oven, or really absorbed into the pulp, into the grape skins. Now we're speaking about solid items. A kush is a spindle, and that swallowed tzinora. Now the spindle is wood. So that's, and it's not only wood, it's, there's no base kibble. So that itself as a kli would not be mekabel tuma. The problem is that there's a metal hook that's on the tip of the spindle. That's the tzinora. So what happened was, because the wood is a little bit soft, there are times where the top, that metal hook, could somehow be absorbed into the wood itself. Or malmad shebalas hadarvan. Let's say the ox goad. That's the stick that you use, made of wood, used to goad the ox. Well, that's really what it is. Malmad habakar. To goad the animal, to move it one, so it goes in different directions. And there's a metal nail on the tip of it. And that metal, because of the wood, got a little bit soft, and that slowly lowered itself into the wood itself. It's not sticking out, that metal piece is not sticking out anymore. Or levena, shebala esatava. So you have a brick. The brick is not makabel tum, it's a stone. And it swallowed a metal ring, got mixed up in the clay. The brick was made of clay, and a metal ring is inside. Vehein tahorim, meaning the metal items, the nail, the ring, the hook, were all tahor at that time when they were coming in. Okay, now nichnasu ol hameis ol hameis. Now they enter into an ol hameis. So the question is, now that the wood is not going to become tame, but what about the metal pieces that are now absorbed into the wood? Says the Mishnah, nitma'u, even though they're absorbed into an item that's wood, that's doesn't have a base kibble, that's not mekabel tuma, they themselves become tame if that item, if that wooden spindle with a little piece of metal inside absorbed is in an ol hameis. Or the same thing with ox goad, same thing with the tabas. They The tabas becomes tamei, even though it's absorbed inside. Not only that, hesetan hazav nitmu. Let's say a zav moved them. It's heset hazav. We'll discuss that a little bit later in the Masechta as well. A zav, as we know, is a high level of tuma. Avatam is mitamei b'midris. If he sits on a mattress, even the 10th mattress below becomes tamei, and is also the same status as the zav. It's still an avatama, just like the zav. It doesn't get lower to rishon l'tuma. If a zav moves something, even if he doesn't touch it, like you can move a kli and there's something inside. So even though they're absorbed, he moved that zav, moved the spindle. He didn't move the metal piece directly. He just moved the spindle, but as the spindle moves, of course, the metal piece moves. He moves the brick. And as he moved the brick, of course, the tabas, the metal ring, is going to move. So in such a case, naflu l'avira tanur tahor. If after becoming tamei, they become tamei from the zav, they become tamei from the from being an olam eis. But if now they fall into the avir of a tanur, the tanur is tahor. So once again, if nichnus olam eis nitmu, the metal items that are absorbed become tamei. Hesitan azav also nitmu. The zav makes them tamei by movement. But naflu avir tanur, after becoming tamei from the olam meis or the zav, they fell into an oven that was torah timuhu. They make the tanur tamei, even though once again these items are absorbed into a piece of wood that's not tamei, simply because they're in the airspace of the oven. And naga bahen kikar shel truma, though tahor. But let's say a loaf of truma bread touched them. Touch the wood or the brick. It didn't touch the metal piece because the metal piece is absorbed. Tahor. So the loaf of truma remains tahor because it didn't touch the tamei kli. It touched the outer kli that is not tamei. And therefore, we assume that truma is going to be tahor. Says the bar tanura, the ti kikar is tahor. Va'af al pisha hu shel truma visheni posel bo. Even though it's truma, and we know truma can become a shlishi from a sheni l'tuma, so this metal certainly should be mitame. Va'afilu ha'barzel ha'balu avatuma. And even if the piece of metal that's swallowed up is an avatuma, doesn't matter. Lo armina nasa etzamachaso so rishon. We don't assume that the wood becomes a rishon l'tuma osheni from the metal. The kikar shlishi v'nifsal, and the kikar of the loaf becomes the shlishi and becomes pasul, becomes tame as truma. We don't say that. Avol mitamim esatanur. But so truma does not become tame from tuma blua, but the tanur does. Lefisha hatanur mitame me aviro v'afilu lo noga tuma bo. Since the tanur can become tame from its airspace, so even if something doesn't touch it, so it doesn't matter in the air, that the metal is absorbed. At the end of the metal is in the airspace. V'tuma blua mitamaso. But truma, which only becomes tamei from touch, so therefore, the end of the day, the metal clearly has tamei, didn't touch the truma does not become tamei.